And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 23rd day of July. It's Amador County Fair Week. And the National Weather Service and local county health agencies have issued a heat advisory from noon Tuesday through Thursday evening. Daytime highs will range from the upper 90s to around 100 in the foothills. Highs of 105 to 110 are expected in the northern and central Sacramento Valley. A heat advisory means that a prolonged period of hot temperatures is expected and will create a situation in which heat illnesses are possible. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly. Also, know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. And if their condition persists, call 911.
And the Buena Vista Casino Project will again go before Amador County Board of Supervisors tomorrow. Discussion and possible action is expected relative to a request by the Buena Vista Rancheria Tribe to close portions of various roads to complete work required by the Intergovernmental Service Agreement on or near the casino property. Now, county staff has recommended the board approve the work closure. The board could also just approve the first phase and consider future phases as the work progresses. Now, the board will also receive an update on tree mortality mitigation activities by Tad Mason, TSS Consultants, Dr. Richard Harris, and Ed Streffinger, and CAL FIRE will be on hand with a PowerPoint presentation concerning fire prevention activities in Amador County. Now, later in the day, a continued public hearing from May is scheduled on the appeal of the Planning Commission's denial of an extension of the expiration date for the tentative subdivision map for the McCallamy Bluffs. Following the May public hearing, staff is recommending that the board direct staff to process the request for an extension of time as a discretionary action subject to CEQA, or CEQA, and schedule the matter for a future Planning Commission meeting agenda. The board meets at 9 Tuesday morning. You can watch the meetings streaming live on our Facebook page.
And Calaveras County fire units, along with two Vallecito fire camp crews and a dozer, rolled to a wildland fire early Saturday evening in the Valley Springs area at Hogan Dam Road and Vista Del Lago Drive. First responders arrived at the scene just before 5 and reported the fire at 1 acre in size. The fire was finally contained at close to 5 acres. Crews remained at the scene throughout the evening with mop-up operations. Air attack out of Columbia was ordered but turned back. No structures were damaged and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
Unemployment rates remain low in most parts of the Golden State, including the Mother Lode. The California Employment Development Department, EDD, reported on Friday, unemployment held steady in June at a record low of 4.2% for a third month in a row. The agency reports the state employers added 800 non-farm payroll jobs, further adding since February 2010 when economic expansion began, they've added over 2.9 million jobs. Now, last year in June, the statewide unemployment rate was at 4.8%, Amador County, with 14,190 employed, came in with a 4.2% unemployment rate, while Calaveras, which recorded 20,690 employed, came in at 4.2% as well. Now, while the figures are relatively low, in May, both counties reported an unemployment rate even lower at 3.5%. Now, according to the June figures, Imperial County recorded the highest unemployment rate at 18%, while 4 Bay Area counties all came in at under 3%. San Mateo, 2.5%, San Francisco, 2.6%, Marin, 2.7%, Santa Clara County, 2.9%.
And the Calaveras County Coroner's Office has released the name of a San Andreas man that died in a crash Thursday afternoon as 73-year-old Samuel Perry. Although the autopsy on Perry has not yet been completed, coroner's officials say they have ruled out drugs and or alcohol as playing a role in the crash. Instead, they point to a medical emergency behind the wheel. However, they again will not be able to give the official cause of death until the autopsy is complete.
And Ivana Kusar was crowned the 2018 Miss Amador County Fair Rodeo Queen Saturday night. First runner-up, Morgan Danfelt. Second runner-up, Taylor Mosa. After a full day of rodeo events, the contestants were ranked in 8 categories: horsemanship, draw horse, interview, knowledge, modeling, impromptu question, speech, and high sponsor. Kusar placed first in 5 of those 8 categories. The announcement and crowning of the 2018 Rodeo Queen held during the Amador County Fair Foundation kickoff barbecue on Picnic Hill. Well over 300 people were in attendance supporting the fair and the Rodeo Queen contest.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.